So now we're going to visit the Pincher Creek Cooperative Association. And this is represented on the east facade of the Reggie and Mildred Beer Exhibition Hall, which has been given a facelift in recent years to pay homage to one of Pincher Creek's oldest and most successful business ventures. Now, if you were to stand at the Memorial Gazebo and look towards the hall, you can see the village's recreation of the Pincher Creek Co-op's business enterprises. So to look from south to north is the Creamery and Meat Locker, which was built in 1948, the food center and grocery operations, which started in 1947 and still remain to this day, the seed cleaning plant, which used to be on the Pincher Creek, not actually far from Pioneer Place, which started its business in 1923, the co-op office and lumber yard, which also started business in 1923, but had been previously representative as the Waldorf Hotel that was in operation from 1900 to 1918. And lastly, you can see the front of the garage, which is a 1947 representation out in front as well. So several different businesses that the Cooperative Association has been in for nearly a century in Pincher Creek. And the Pincher Creek Cooperative Association will be celebrating their centennial in business in 2022. And it all started with a pioneer effort. Now, the downside to frontier conditions illustrated deficiencies in transportation infrastructures, oppressive markets, and little will on the part of politicians to respond to the needs of the farmers that have just filled the land. The First World War had brought brief increases for wheat and beef, but inflated input costs. With the end of the war in 1918, the boom quickly bust, and tough economic and agricultural times followed. Across the prairies, the cooperative movement and agricultural quickly grew powerful in numbers through provincial and local organization. In our Pincher Creek area, the Stock Growers Association had been politically powerful for some time, but for farmers, the first local agricultural cooperative was the Southern Alberta Hay Growers, built as a pooling venture in which local farmers and ranchers could band together to retain control over the marketing and sales of their agricultural product and pool their purchasing resources to help to try to bring down the prices of things that they needed, which was primarily in the day farm machinery and baler twine, but quickly grew to a myriad of products. Although the hay growers achieved much in agricultural marketing, the group fell victim to the post-war economic downturn, and its board of directors were personally liable for their losses. But the community's resolve in supporting the cooperative concept was strengthened. A resolution passed at the January 7, 1922 gathering of the Pincher Creek local of the United Farmers of Alberta established the Pincher Creek Cooperative Association, known informally as the Co-op. The business charter was granted that June, and the co-op held its first annual general meeting on August 24th. Farmer Earl G. Cook was elected as the co-op's charter president, and the cooperative movement also resulted in electoral victory. In 1921, the United Farmers of Alberta were elected as a provincial government. Cook himself was elected on the UFA ticket as the member of the legislature assembly for Pincher Creek and served from 1921 to 1930. Louis Bonnerts of Yarrow was the co-op's first vice president, with directors representing their rural district. M.C. Duffield, the secretary, represented Spring Ridge. William Terrell represented Twin Butte. Stephen Lunn represented Bovey. And H. Hillier and J.T. McAllister were members at large. Mr. Stringer was formerly of the United Grain Growers and was the founding manager of the co-op. He launched an active membership recruitment campaign in the rural areas. The Pincher Creek Co-op quickly developed a diversified agricultural and commercial strategy, offering a variety of services to patrons and customers from southwestern Alberta. The former Waldorf Hotel, built in 1900 on Bridge McLaughlin Avenue, became the co-op offices. The Waldorf Hotel had been bankrupted in 1918, partly due to its owner's adherence to temperance in a time of prohibition. And in 1923, the Pincher Creek Cooperative Association assumed the abandoned inn to centralize its business activities. Another two-story frame structure nearby served as the initial scene cleaning plant, but the business expanded quickly. A second plant, a peaked roof building on the former Caput livery stable site, was built in 1927 to serve as the new seed cleaning, and a lumber yard opened at the rear of the office building in 1930. Over on Main Street, the former Fraser and McRoberts department store, a two-story brick building at the corner of Main Street and Police Avenue, was purchased in 1946 and would serve as the co-op's dry goods and grocery store. It was expanded to the east in the 1950s. Richard W. Morgan's Pincher Creek Motors Garage on the current post office site on East Avenue was purchased for the co-op garage in 1948 and marketed Maple Leaf gasoline. And in fact, the Pincher Creek Cooperative Association served as the general agent for Maple Leaf and for UFA Co-op Petroleum until 1986. The Pincher Creek Co-op also purchased the Creamery and Meat Market on Hewitson Avenue, also in 1948. Its purchase price was $85,000, with more than $60,000 raised via member subscriptions. In the first year of operation, the factory processed 250,000 pounds of butter, and that creamery operated until 1988. The co-op's Cowley branch and a grocery store opened in 1929 and went through many changes over the years. And at one point, a co-op meat locker and storage plant was located there. In 1979, the co-op established the Ranchland Mall on the North Hill, moving its downtown grocery and dry goods store up to the hill in the mall site. The Main Street property was sold to the province of Alberta, and that is the site of the courthouse and provincial building today. In March 1988, the co-op Farm and Home Center at the east end of Main Street in the industrial section was officially opened. Throughout the decades, the Pincher Creek Co-op has offered customer service and a variety of goods for its discerning patrons. The success of member-owned businesses, such as the Pincher Creek Cooperative Association, as well as Cooperators Insurance and UFA Cooperative Limited, are a reflection of the value of small-town commerce and the international principles of cooperation.